2222222. From women to men, Ralph, you and I have spoken before. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Lawrence. How are you?
Yeah, this is about Camborne Youth Band. You've got this wonderful opportunity. Remind our listeners to do what and where.
They've been invited to play at the last post ceremony at the Men in Gate in Belgium on August Bank Holiday weekend. We need to get the guys there, and it's going to cost a lot of money. I'm putting an appeal out on Saturday on your show, and I'm just wondering if we can put another appeal out today.
Yeah, why not? Obviously, believe it or not, I was working on Saturday. Was it this Saturday or last Saturday? I can't remember now. One day morphs into another. It was about a week ago. How much money are you hoping to get? From memory, it was about $8,000, wasn't it?
That's great. It's got the base amount we need is £8,000 to get the guys there.
And have you tried crowdfunding and all these sort of new modern fangled things? How have you tried to get this money?
We've approached local businesses and national businesses. We have a GoFundMe page and a PayPal page. Anybody can donate would be brilliant. We've not had a lot of response at the moment. But time is getting short and we need to get the funds in place by the end of April.
Have you tried tried the Just Giving page?
I think my wife she's on it. She's got all sorts of pages on the Facebook, and it's a GoFundMe. And our details are also on your website.
Right. Have you got a phone number? This is actually very significant, isn't it? The fact that your youth band has been asked to play at this an amazing ceremony is actually a big, big deal.
This is a major, major thing for these guys. To my knowledge, I don't think anybody else from Devon, Cornwall or Somerset is going to play at the ceremony this year, in the centenary year. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for these kids, and it's history that should never be forgotten. The schools are involved, Camborne School are hopefully involved, and we are taking a bugle back to the front line to have it played 100 years after it was last played in France.
That's amazing. Amazing
life.
I think you're absolutely right. Ralph, let's give your number out again and hope the businesses will sort of take heed and listen to what you've said and perhaps hopefully react. What's the best number people can contact you on?
It's 07737.
07737, yep.
210.
871. Listen, we're going to write that number down. David's going to write that number down and email it to all our colleagues if anyone wants that number. 07737210871. Listen, really good talking to you and good luck. Let us know how you get on.
Yeah, one other quick thing, Lawrence.
Yep.
We've got quite a big auction taking place on the 24th of this month. And I wonder if you'd be kind enough to be our auctioneer.
You will, you're going to have to email me because all that stuff's going to be cleared upstairs anyway, so they'll have to clear it. So if you can email me, lawrence.reed@bbc.co.uk. If I'm free and the station say yes, happy to do it. All right?
Lawrence, you're a gent. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I can't say no now. You asked me on air, but it's. Oh, right. Okay. All right. Listen, by the way, comments coming through. Lawrence.